Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza! Furniture!
Do it right!
Do upgrades!
Do it right!
Bills, do it with 0 to 5% down payments. Apply online, quick approvals and more. Whatever it is, do it right with Republic Bank's Cash Bonanza.
Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two in the evening. A chance to win big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5. Or get a free play. Pick two with Multi-X. Pick two numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X. Pick 2 with Multi-X. Pick 2 in the afternoon. Pick 2 in the evening. Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Unique was experiencing contractions and Kevin rushed her to hospital along with Dinah. There, the doctor explained the entire procedure involved, including regular tests of the baby from birth, and told Unique she could breastfeed her baby. Dinah expressed a concern about this, but they assured her that they would do what is best for the baby. Skeeter told Maria that her friend Annie could stay there. Right now, Dinah and Kevin are with Unique and the baby.
Oh, Unique, this is exactly how you look when you born. This girl is everything of you.
Don't worry, Miss Dinah. Them Squire's jeans can kick in just now. And you're going to be wondering what happened.
I feel so exhausted. But so happy to have my baby girl. She smells so good.
That irresistible baby smell.
I can't stop smelling her.
And the father bail you getting for who is she? Wham. Me need to bond with me daughter too?
Don't accuse me of keeping a child away from you and we meet nowhere yet, Kevin.
It's our love, baby, our love.
I'm just glad you need to come to safe and everything is okay with baby. But I still skeptical about this breastfeeding thing.
Granny, don't let me start with that again, please. I still ain't fully make up my mind.
No, that's just how I feel.
I just want to stare at my beautiful baby girl all day. Something I feel would have never happened for me.
So, how soon you gonna be ready for another one?
Kevin,
my legs go wrong and then we can done.
Let me see how things work out with this one first, okay?
Hello.
Divine.
Hi, dear.
Hey, girl.
Look at her.
You can believe it, Divine. You need to push out this 9-pound baby.
My friend's strong.
Strong and hungry right now. Kevin, I need something to eat.
All right. Anything specific?
Just food. You know what I like and don't like.
Okay. Anybody else want anything?
I got to catch a taxi and go home and freshen up. I got to check what them girls doing at the restaurant. I can carry these things to wash.
Thanks, Granny.
Are you going to see me this afternoon?
All right, Granny.
Bye, Miss Dinah.
See you, Miss Dinah.
Kevin, food.
All right. I'm going to be right back.
Unique, I'm so happy for you.
Thanks, Divine.
So, everything okay with baby?
So far, so good. Still waiting on the first dry blood test results. Once that's good, they will do a second one in 4 to 6 months. And then once that's okay, a rapid test at 18 months.
Everything gonna be okay. Baby will be negative on all those tests.
Yes, trust in God. I still haven't decided if I want to breastfeed though.
I can imagine it's a difficult choice.
If Granny's totally against it and Mommy and Daddy ain't sure if I should do it either.
But what's in your heart?
Divine, I never thought as an HIV positive mother I would be ever able to breastfeed. And now that they're telling me that because I am virally suppressed I can choose if I want to. Girl, I don't know.
Well, it's all up to you.
On one end, I'm thinking just give the baby formula and get rid of all the doubts and questions I might have about any chance of passing on the virus.
Okay.
But on the other hand, I'm thinking breastfeed is best and I want my baby to have the best from the start and we will bond. My doctor keeps assuring me that I can because I am virally suppressed and I have no plans to stop care and treatment, but girl, I still don't know.
Unique, no one will judge you whether you choose to or not.
Granny gonna judge me if I choose to.
Miss Dinah big and maybe she ain't fully understand the science behind everything.
And the doctor done explain to she how many times because every time she see them, she asking.
She's just concerned.
I know. Anyway, let me just breathe and think about it some more.
Right, it's a serious decision.
I just glad everything went well with the delivery. After the epidural, girl, I felt so much better. Yes, I could still feel some pressure, but not that loud pain.
Girl, when the loud pain hit you, it's like life and death.
You're telling me?
But you did it, and I'm proud of you, Mama.
Now I have to be an example for this little one and raise her right.
Yep. We certainly have our job cut out for us as parents.
Girl, at least 18 years we got to spend raising these little people.
But think about it. We ever stop needing we parents? It's a lifetime job.
Yeah, but no regrets for me. Just joy.
You glow in my friend.
I am relieved that she's here and she's beautiful. And I know she's good all around.
Oh gosh, it's Monica again.
What she want?
Asking me what time I can be back. Monica fed up of me and them children being in she and daddy's space. Says she can do whatever she and daddy just do as open and comfortably as she would like.
Oh gosh. But why you not back at home yet with Ryan and you got a whole nanny?
Unique, you know how it's been.
How Ignatius since he come out of hospital?
I haven't seen him because I don't want to upset him. But Shelly said he's quiet and remorseful.
Ignatius remorseful? That's new.
Yeah, she said like the heart attack really shake him up. He ain't asked for me, so I'm not gonna go and upset him again to have another one.
But what about you and Ryan?
I got a message from him this morning.
And?
He wants to talk.
When?
Over the weekend.
Okay, well, that's a positive sign, right?
I guess.
Girl, talk to your husband. Be open, be honest, and do whatever you can to get him back. Ain't nothing out in them streets but stress.
Tell me about it.
When last you hear from the one Maurice?
A while now. I heard Catalina contacted Myrtle and is fine wherever she is.
Imagine Catalina just up and run and gone wherever. I gonna let a man do that to me?
Unique, I thought I knew what was regret when I messed with Brian and almost had his baby.
But?
It was so easy for me to just fall for Maurice like I was so desperate and wanted attention.
But you were. I understand that Ryan's friend was sick and dying, but he was being nasty to you and barely even helping with the children.
I felt so alone.
I mean, it doesn't excuse what you did, but that's the thing with most women. They don't just cheat. Something pushes them to.
I just wish I could go back and think things through and just leave Maurice alone. I swear, if me and Ryan work this out, I am never doing this again. I will get a divorce before I think about being with anyone else.
And hopefully it never comes to that. We got to ensure that young couples make it to old age together.
Yep.
Our generation gives up so quickly.
I know.
I don't know about nobody else, but me and Kevin is marriage for life. I ain't ever leaving he, I ain't ever leaving me. And now that we got a baby, makes us all the more committed.
Leah, I don't know why you keep stopping me from going and look for Sydney. Every time I see Rachel bruises, I get upset all over again.
Danny, common sense got to prevail in this situation.
Common sense didn't prevail when he put his hands on her. Look at your sister's eyes. Eh? Look how she lips boss up and it black and blue. Watch how she hands, she let. My gosh, man.
So when you find Sydney, what you plan to do?
Men like him need to talk to a real man.
Danny, I understand that you want to stand up for me, but Sydney is dangerous. He has a lot of knives that he keeps sharp, cutlasses, and he has a gun.
A gun?
Where he get a gun from?
I don't know, but he put it to my head when he beat me this last time.
What?
Rachel, why didn't you tell me you were going through all this with Sydney?
He threatens to kill me all the time, and I believe he will.
Kill who? Kill who? He gonna got to kill me first.
Danny, don't say things like that.
I don't care how much gun and knife Sydney got. He gonna got to deal with me. Beating a woman like this? He's serious?
All right, calm down.
Danny, I don't want you put yourself in danger for me, you know.
As long as I'm alive, I will stand up for you, Rachel. No woman deserves to be abused.
Why he start beating you?
The first time he hit me was something he asked me to do, and because I sit down a little too long. And that time, he was drunk.
That's the thing, eh? That's the thing, too. He drinks too much.
You should have told me this was going on.
Every time he does it, he promises never to do it again.
But he end up doing it again. Man, look.
You know, I think if I get pregnant, he'll stop beating me.
What?
Pregnant?
Yes, we've been trying for a baby a long time now, but nothing happening.
Rachel, abusers don't stop like that. Even if you get pregnant, he will find another reason to hit you. It's a behavioral pattern.
Yep.
He tells me all the time that I'm no good because I don't have a child yet.
You see? This man is a beast!
But I think that something might be really wrong with me, you know. Maybe I can't have children.
A doctor hasn't told you that, so we don't know.
So what could be stopping me from getting pregnant then?
We'll visit the doctor and find out what is going on with you. In the meantime, don't beat up yourself.
Okay.
It's yours, Rachel.
It's him.
Give me the phone.
Here, I don't want to talk to him.
Sydney, you coward of a man. It has make you feel good beating up on a woman. Eh? I want you to come and try it with me. Come here and try it.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you with support from the European Union, promoting sustainable livelihoods for vulnerable groups in Guyana.
Murundoy Incorporated is part of the International Planned Parenthood Federation, networking in over 120 countries to ensure justice for the sexual and reproductive health and rights of every individual, and creating an equitable future for all.